As chairman of the Beef Board, I also serve as chairman of the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, which determines what proposals and programs should receive Beef Board funding. They're based on the recommendations that we get from your joint committees that met here this week. As most of you know, the operating committee is required to contract with national nonprofit industry governed organizations to carry out programs in five areas: promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, and foreign marketing. The only program area that is an exception to that requirement is producer communications, which the Beef Board can either handle in-house or contract out through the operating committee. Speaking of contractors, I really want to take a minute to say thank you to all of our contractors and subcontractors. You know, too often people think that contracting with a checkoff is some sort of a gold mine. It's just a panacea of money that we just throw around and you guys can make a lot of money doing this. The truth is that it's not profitable because the Beef Board reimburses on a cost recovery basis only. If you stop and think about that, that means that you get to put the money out there and then you send us the bill and then we review the bill and then we pay what you've already done. So, you know, there's no money to be made in this process, and it's only incurred for approved programs and authorization requests, and that's the only money there is. So for the organizations that do the work, it has to be, frankly, a labor of love. It's got to be something that they want to do that really is a service to the industry. So would you please join me in thanking our contractors? Let me take just a couple of minutes and remind you about the makeup and the mission of the Operating Committee and what it's been up to since we last met. Of course, the Operating Committee has 20 members. 10 are elected by the Beef Board. 10 are elected from the Federation of State Beef Councils. The names of the current Operating Committee members are on the screen. These volunteer leaders have worked very hard to ensure that their actions reflect the best interests of everyone in this room and of all our fellow cattlemen and importers across the country. Let me assure you that the decisions on authorization requests are strongly influenced by the actions of those of you who serve on the joint committees and the evaluation committee. Would the members who serve on the operating committee please stand so that we can thank you all for your hard work? Please stand up. I'm going to tell you from personal experience as an aside, that's in my script. When these operating committee people get together to make decisions, I'm going to tell you there's no such thing as a rubber stamp. Everything is discussed, and I'll tell you sometimes it's a little bit heated as we decide, and particularly as dollars shrink, those decisions get tougher, and so it gets a little tougher to decide where those dollars are spent and what's the most important program. So it's not an easy deliberation. I really thank these people who are committed to that process. Since we last reported to you in Reno, the Operating Committee has met in Denver in March and again in May. Reports of those meetings are in your book. If you have any questions, you can ask me or any of the board members, really. The highlights are that in March we welcomed new committee members and provided a brief orientation for them and talked about their fiduciary responsibilities. We heard financial reports from Secretary Treasurer Dan Dursky at each meeting. We heard a report about the January 2008 Producer Attitude Survey that indicated continued strong support for the checkoff, but not a lot of knowledge about the specific programs that we're funding. Individually, all of us in this room need to work on communicating the work that the checkoff does to our producers, because they kind of know about the checkoff, but when they say, well, can you name a program, they kind of go, they maybe can talk about one thing, but they're very limited knowledge on what programs we do. So something you kind of need to take home as part of our, we're the missionaries that go back out there and tell them what's going on here. So please try and make that a part of your process. We heard presentations and discussed the 2009 program priorities as identified by program committees at the annual meeting in February. We received an international market access update from MEF. The operating committee's May meeting here in Denver coincided with meetings of state beef council execs, the chairs and vice chairs of your joint program committees. So we work through planning issues together and make a more thoroughly informed budget recommendation to the Beef Board. that's been a process that has really helped, I think, for everybody to get their arms around. We hear all the discussion. It's kind of one of those things. It's not just a thumbnail sketch, but over that period of time in May, as we come together and listen to the program committee people talk, as we listen to the execs a little bit, and we listen to the presentations that are made, it gives us a fuller opportunity to understand the scope of the things that we're working with and gives us a better understanding of the discussions that take place in that whole process. So as a result, we're recommending a $45.8 million Beef Board budget for fiscal year 2008, which begins October 1st. You get details from Dan later on this morning. We also received and discussed evaluation updates and the progress reports for organizations conducting beef checkoff-funded projects. I really want to drive home how important those evaluation reports are. Especially with these tight budgets, it's critical that we take a hard look at what we're doing and what maybe is working well and what isn't working quite so well, so that we can build the most efficient checkoff program possible year after year. This evaluation committee has kind of taken a new approach in over the last 4 or 5 years, has gone from a committee that was, I'm going to say, kind of stuck at a 8 o'clock meeting in the back room of the thing and kind of not well attended, to a focus that it says, you know, we have got to evaluate what we do in order to make good choices.